Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 17th of May 2016, and this is the 365th Moll Out Loud podcast. I've just noticed that number, that that means I've done a year of podcasts if I were to put them day on day. Which feels like quite a nice round number, and it has been a really good day today, unlike yesterday. I'm wondering whether the fact that it's been a good day is partly attributable to my yesterday, the fact that yesterday was not such a good day, but also that I was anticipating today as being a new start and perhaps a better day to come, that I needed to sit with the muddle yesterday. And today I knew what I was going to do, even though I wasn't really consciously thinking about it. I didn't have any desire to procrastinate, and I didn't do nearly as much, I guess, as I would have listed myself to do if I had written a list, but I was fully occupied in doing what I did do. So that's a bit of a lesson, I think. So I did some writing this morning and worked on little bits and pieces I needed to do within the house, writing letters and that sort of thing. So it has been a really good day, and I've also been out twice. I decided not to go out before dawn this morning. I just really wanted the sky to be lightening before I went into the bush, which does mean that at the moment, and I guess for the next couple of months, when it's really quite dark, that my walks will be an hour instead of 2 hours. So I'll see how that goes. And today I was able to do another short walk after lunch, so I feel as if I've got plenty of wind blown through my hair, a lot of cobwebs removed. I think one of the things that happened today too was that I was really heartened by two podcasts I was listening to. And I think part of being heartened is, well, I think you need to have your ears ready to hear the things that are going to change your day or have an influence on you. You need, your ears need to be open. So I guess it requires an engaged listening, the kind of engaged listening where what is being said computes with you and that you are interacting with it. Rather than letting it just get absorbed or even go over your head. Not that it would with either of these podcasts, but one of them was Michael Nobbs's lovely One Thing Today podcast today, although it may have been yesterday now, I'm not quite sure. But Michael used an analogy of an emptied toy box for how he'd felt at the end of last week of reflecting and planning. And that just at the end of the week, he had just had this muddle of an emptied toy box. And I feel exactly the same way at the moment, that I feel as if I'm still in the process of emptying all these things onto the floor, and I haven't any idea how I'm going to put them back. And I know that some of them need to be thrown out. So it is a really difficult space. And I try to remind myself that always when I'm clearing something up or when I'm in the middle of writing a chapter, there's this period of horrible mess where you've made you seem to have made things much worse before you can make them any better. And also you get to the point where I don't think it will get better. That's the crucial thing for me, is finding ways of reminding myself that I will come out the other end, even if I can't really see how it's going to happen. So it was a really lovely analogy, and I'm really sitting with that one. And also something about emptying a toy box was this idea that in the toy box there's this real treasure trove of possibilities, and they're enjoyable things in the toy box. They're not kind of tasks. So I quite liked that playful aspect, even in the midst of that terrible mess. And the other thing that I was listening to this morning was Lorenz Azved's podcast. I don't know. I can't pronounce Lorenz's name the way he does, and I'm so sorry about that. He has podcasts called The Qigong Stories, and one day I will ask him how... Well, I won't ask him. I will try and copy the way he pronounces his name so that I get it right when I do this, which I haven't this time. But one of the things he was talking about was how... we, in this day and age in particular, we tend to have an image of, I'm paraphrasing here, of a body that should be perfect. The idea that we can die, if we get a diagnosis of ourselves, there's always going to be something wrong with us. And there's always going to be something to be found, so that rather than so if we only had one eye, then that would be a defect because we didn't have the other eye, rather than accepting ourselves as a one-eyed person. And I think that acceptance of ourselves exactly the way we are, that really resonated with me, of just... Accepting who I am at this stage in my life, and coming to terms with that, relaxing into that space a bit more. So two wise podcasts, and I want to thank both of you very, very much for bringing those podcasts my way. I do hope all of you out there have been able to engage well with the day, and that even if things are difficult, that you can kind of come to an acceptance or see that they're part of a larger pattern, or just rest with them. And tomorrow may be a different day. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.